Welcome to Black Girl in CLE, the podcast. I am your host, Shayna Black, and in each episode, my special guest and I will talk about local events, the topic of access in Cleveland, and sometimes we'll just talk about some cool people who are doing cool things in the greater Cleveland area. I'll introduce you to this week's guest right after this. Welcome, everybody, to this episode of the Black Girl in CLE podcast. I am your host, as always, Shayna Black, and today we are talking about one of my favorite things in the world, as you can probably tell from our events, wine. But not just wine, like at home with a glass. It's a very cool excursion and adventure that you can go on. So I'm going to let my guests just introduce themselves, and then I'll tell you a little more about it. Ladies?
Hi, I'm Shanice Dancy, and part owner of Dancing Birds Wine Tours, and we are a local business here in Cleveland that we do luxury limo coaches, and your wine tastes are included, and we have a lot of fun. Prizes are included, snack packs, and we're two wine lovers who just love to have fun.
And
I'm April Bird. I'm also the co-owner of Dancing Birds Wine Tours, and yes, it's a upscale luxury wine tour business where you can come aboard, have fun, bring a family member, and just have a good time.
So, how long you guys been in business, first of all?
Since March.
Yeah, March was when we did our first tour.
Okay.
Yes.
So how did this start? Like, were you guys just drinking wine and thought this was a great idea, or did you go on one?
No. So what happened was everyone and I sit right next to each other at work. So we do have a day job. So we sit next to each other at work, and she and I were talking, and we're talking about, because she loves wine, I love wine. We were just talking about, oh, hey, it would be real cool if, you know, someplace here in Cleveland that would do wine tours. And then we were like, why don't we do it? No one else seems to be doing it around here. Exactly. So we kind of took that idea and ran with it. We went to launch in last year. We were like, wait.
We had to
get back to reality and like, we need to actually make sure this is actually quality that we're doing. Mm-hmm. So we pushed it out to the spring, and so we had our first tour on March 23rd, and it's been a success.
Very cool. So about how many people can go on your tour?
The max, we try to keep it maybe 40, but usually about 25 to 30
people. Yeah, 25 is what we can handle.
Okay.
Yes.
So you said that you go on a tour. So you go place to place, or you just show up at one place? How does that work?
So when we do our tours, the way we have structure is that we have everyone meet at a central location. Mm-hmm. And then we have three wineries that we go to. So the limo coach will pick you up at, let's say if we're going out to Geneva, let's say we pick up at Mentor Mall or Great Lakes Mall. Then we go out to the three wineries, enjoy your tastings, we'll do the fun stuff on the bus, the raffle prizes, provide a snack pack, and, you know, just sit back and relax. Have fun with us.
About how many tours have you gone on since you started?
Three.
Yes.
You might have said that right. When you put your tours together, do you try to find wineries in the same kind of region, or are you zigzagging across town?
No. Yeah, definitely in the same region.
So we basically try to figure a certain part of town that we will pick out the wineries. And that way we'll leave from that location closest to it and travel to the three wineries. So Shanez and I pre-select these wineries.
Okay.
So each winery that each person has gone on is, we've actually went to the winery, we viewed the winery, we've tasted the wine. So we've already had that experience before you even get there.
So that sounds like a fun job to go just pre-selecting wineries. So maybe I'll sign up for that.
Oh yeah.
Yes. So where have you been? Like, what kind of what wineries have you already visited?
So for our first tour, when we did, we stuck close to Cleveland. So we went to Cleveland Urban Winery, we went to Western Reserve Meadery, and we went to Vino Veritas, but he just recently changed his name to Old Brooklyn Winery over there on Memphis.
Okay. Did you have a favorite of the stops?
Cleveland Urban Winery was my favorite.
Yeah. Each winery was good. I tend to like all the wineries. I think I just have my special wines at each one.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay. So, shout out to Destiny, because as you all know, Cleveland Urban Winery is a friend of the show and of the blog.
Yes.
And shout out to Western Reserve.
Yes.
They are also a new friend.
Hey, Jason.
So, we started our tour with them, our event with them in May, the crafting event. Mm-hmm. And we just really had to do a lot of work to introduce women, black women specifically, to the idea of mead.
Right.
Because some people thought it was more of an ale type, exactly, or right, beer type place. And the ladies that came really liked it. Mm-hmm. And I think Jason and Doug just do a tremendous job of teaching him.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
So, yes. So you said you've done basically local right here around Cleveland. Do your tours change, or is that kind of your circuit?
They change monthly.
Okay.
So the next one we went to was the Akron area. Do we go Akron area?
Akron was in April.
So we went
that
to...
That was last month, yeah, you're right.
Yeah, went to the Akron area. So okay. It was more so the winery at Wolf Creek.
Philia, yeah. And we went to... It'll come back to us. Yeah. And I said it back. I said April. That was back in May. That was last month.
Time flies.
Yeah. Exactly. Oh, my goodness.
For that one, the Akron tour, did they have to meet near Akron, or did you have a specific kind of Cleveland pickup?
So we actually met at the Holiday Inn in Independence.
Okay.
Yeah, that's probably as close to the Cuyahoga County edge we can get to.
Okay.
While going out to Akron.
Okay. How far do you expand? So, like, when you... Do people come up from Akron, or most people are Clevelanders just wanting to go on a tour?
So on that tour, most people were actually from Cleveland. We had a couple of people from Medina.
Medina area, yeah.
Okay.
Yes. And
that was nice of them to come really up nice to go back.
Yes, exactly. So that was really nice. So yeah.
Very cool. Mm-hmm. What is your kind of hope for people to come, or why should someone do the wine tour?
I think it's just the overall experience. I mean, a lot of people... don't know, we have over 265 wineries in Ohio. So to actually go on a winery and tour winery and not have the option of to drive, mm-hmm, someone to take you, and so it's an experience. You get to taste, you get to experience the winery itself, and you get to have fun, you know, meet people that you've never met before or bring someone along. So I think it's just the whole experience that we want to try to get for people.
Okay, so it sounds like, you know, you're looking for the audience that's the serious wine connoisseur, mm-hmm, not kind of the I just like wine. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I see what you're saying, but we're not discriminating against the ones who don't. I just like wine.
Absolutely.
We want y'all on the tour too, because if you like wine, then you're going to like these wineries as well, because they all offer something that absolutely appeals to your taste.
Okay.
Yeah.
Have you been to all 265 wineries yet?
No, it's hard.
We hope to. Maybe one day
we can hope to, but again, right now, no.
Go ahead.
We just make sure that the ones we're going to for the tour, those are the ones we actually have gone.
Do you have aspirations to go further out of the greater Cleveland?
We do.
Oh, definitely.
So what are you looking at? Like, what areas are kind of maybe next on your radar?
Like the Pennsylvania area. If we can possibly get up to Niagara Falls, that would be
amazing.
Great.
And even Napa, California.
Yes.
We would love to do like a trip. Yeah, mm-hmm. Let's do a trip.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
That's amazing.
Yes.
Are your events... like membership, like I have to join and hang out with you guys, or are they like once I can just come for Akron or so forth for our guests that are looking to join you guys?
Oh no, you can come for whatever tour you want to come to. Mm-hmm. You know, the more the merrier. And you know, we do love our recurring people who come. I'm not going to call them members.
Okay, your recurring guests.
Your recurring guests, yes.
Travelers, okay.
Yes.
Have you done the Genevas, or you haven't done Geneva?
So we will be doing Geneva all summer. Nice. They will be seeing us in July, in August, in September.
Yes.
Are they coordinated with some of the events? Like I know, especially out in the summer, or are they just specific wine tour events?
Specific wine tour events. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay. So we won't be with any of the events.
That's good. I think that's a good idea. Just as because it can get so lost in the shuffle.
Absolutely.
And you don't
really
use the transportation.
Exactly.
Service. Exactly. And we don't want to lose nobody, because we don't want to be like, oh, y'all left us out here. Like, oh, I thought you was with us.
Right. Or bring extra people back.
And I'm like, oh, you went on this tour, huh? I'm like, okay.
Right.
What's your name? Did you pay for this?
Right.
They're going to be like bracelets.
Exactly.
Exactly.
What's your favorite wine to drink before the tour? What was your favorite? Like, your go-to wine? And it might have been, like, the Barefoot, whatever, but...
Oh, my gosh. Right. So, I start off drinking Barefoot wines. And then, ironically enough, at work, this guy, he's no longer there, but he kind of, he was with the Latin professional that worked.
Oh, really? Oh.
He was talking about Malbecs and the Argentina wines, and I started drinking Malbecs, and I think that's how to pronounce it. Don't quote me on it, but Malbecs started to become my favorite wines, so,
Never heard of that, so I tried.
Yeah, try them all, but
she's actually turned me on to that.
I have.
Surprised.
Right.
It's amazing.
Is so it a dry, a sweet, or a whole line?
It's more towards the dry side.
Okay.
But not like super dry. All right. And then I also have a favorite line. My sister-in-law put me on to it. Sweet Bitch Wines.
Okay.
I love their wines.
They are good.
They are very good. And that really got me to the, like, the reds.
Okay.
Like the Merlots. Because yes. It's not overly mm-hmm. dry. It has yes. that little sweet bite to it.
Kind of like the Blackberry Merlot.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's probably one of the only reds I drink.
Okay.
Just See? Because I don't like the super dry red.
Right.
You know, otherwise
I'm because okay. you won't be... Yeah. Popping your lips in there, like, when
right.
you drink it, yeah.
Right. And usually, I'm not eating the meal to pair it with.
Exactly, you didn't drink it, yeah.
April, what's your favorite?
So, I start off, I was the Moscato girl. I wanted everything sweet. I had to have the white wine, and it had to be sparkling. And then it was that, is it the Skinny Girl?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. So, I used to drink that all the time, and then I started to venture out, especially with you, introducing me to some of the dry wines, and just learning how to go from dry to sweet.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, wow, this is pretty good. And I wasn't big into the heavy reds, but now I actually like it. I don't like it too dry, but I think mine is more of the Chardonnay.
Yeah.
But not the woodsy.
Yeah, not the oak.
The oak, yeah. Mm-hmm. Like the un-oaked Chardonnay. Mm-hmm. So
I think we both got to a point now where now we realize some sweet wines that we used to drink yes. are now way too sweet. Yeah. And we can't take it anymore.
Yeah.
Yes.
We can't be like, mm-mm.
And I used to be a sweet wine drinker, mm-hmm. and I've started to scale back. And it's not necessarily because I found something better. I'm just getting older, I guess.
Yes,
right.
And it gives you a headache after some time.
Yeah, yes. Your palate definitely changed. Like, yes. once you start venturing into, like, the little dry ones, the sweet ones are not good anymore.
Or once you find something, you're like, that just unseated my favorite.
Exactly.
And everything has yes. to, like, measure up to that.
Right.
Like, but does this one beat that one?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And then you start kind of ranking them. And even... like, I've been some places, and I'll tell you a funny story, but I love to see. There's an event at the Urban Winery, and they were people that were at the event that were mainly sweet wine drinkers.
Mm-hmm.
All sweet wine drinkers. And so they were asking the people at the Urban Winery, like, what's your sweetest wine? And, you know, I just happened to be sitting there, and I'm like an expert at the Urban Winery of sweet wine. Like,
right.
Oh, you want this one.
Right.
Because I sit there enough. And so, hi, Destiny.
Yeah.
And so, As they were going, they were drinking that, but they were getting upset, like, that's as sweet as it gets. And I'm like, isn't that sweet enough?
Right.
Right.
And I'm like, oh, okay, yeah, you're from this other winery exactly. that has sweet wine.
Right. Like,
to that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And it was just one of those, you could see people trying to scale back and adjust. And I remember, you know, same kind of story, same kind of person. I had an assistant, and she was like, oh, I love this wine from there. And I love the off-brand, the non-grape-flavored wines.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like...
Mm-hmm.
You know, like, why are you putting these flavors in wines? Like,
right.
wine is wine.
Exactly.
You know, we don't need, like, papyrus.
Exactly.
You know, like, just make it up. You know, just those kind of wines. You just right. need to have a good classic, wine.
Yep.
good wine. A good mm-hmm. wine you don't need to stray from.
Exactly.
You don't need, like, need peach Moscato.
And it goes with no, Moscato.
Exactly. Moscato. I don't need the extra stuff.
Yeah, you know, we're going to make it... You know, like, it's not Kool-Aid.
But to me, after you drink so many of the sweet wines, they all taste the same.
They do.
You have to me, like, mix it up. And once you get to that, like, especially the ice wine, oh, my
okay.
goodness. It's like syrup.
While they are good, yes. they yeah. are just syrupy sweet.
Mm-hmm. So I'm going to tell you a story about ice wine. I had the bottle at the Urban Wineries once. And I sat down, and I must have been in a sweet wine mood.
Mm-hmm.
I probably drank that like apple juice.
Ooh.
Like, yes. I just kept pouring. But now, after that... I'm like, I think I'm good.
Right. You had your picks.
Then I was like, I need to circle back. Right. I was at home like, okay, pour some more. You know, and those are smaller pours, too,
mm-hmm.
at the Urban Winery.
Right.
They are so
sweet mm-hmm.
and kind of thick. Mm-hmm. But I love it. But like I said, that day, it was just like, I might as well have been going to the fridge and getting, like,
apple juice.
Right. Apple juice.
Right.
That's exactly
it's
what it was.
Really
it was
sweet.
It was true, like, kids flavored juice.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
So, but I do like the ice wine. I haven't done the Niagara ice wine tour. I used to go to Niagara all the time. But and the person I would go would bring it back.
Okay.
So, like, I didn't even know what an ice wine was in those days.
Right.
And I'm like, I need to go do that.
Right.
Yes. So when you do that tour, let me know. Definitely.
For sure.
Yeah.
I will be on that tour. So you started from work.
Mm-hmm.
Friends. I'm guessing you knew each other from work or you
yes.
knew yeah. before that.
No work.
And you have this idea.
Mm-hmm.
And now you're moving, and this will be... So this month is June when we're recording this.
Yes.
So you have one this month?
Not for the month of June.
Okay, so you'll be back in July.
Yes,
correct.
July
14th. So what's July 14th
looking like? So the tour is... We will be going to Lorello Vineyards. We'll be going to Laurentia. Beautiful place.
Absolutely stunning.
Yes.
Like, and the vineyards is amazing.
Amazing. Love the views on there. And then we're going to Debidae.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So that's the Geneva.
That's what we
correct. Yep. That mm-hmm. kicks off the Geneva tour. Okay. For the summer.
Where's the meetup point? Do you know yet?
Not quite. Not quite. I think we're toiling between.
I think it's gonna be Great Lakes.
Great Lakes Mall area. Quite a bit of a hike from there.
So are all your tours the same price, or do they change by winery that you're going to?
Actually, it does change by price. But it also depends on what we include. Like, if we decide, for instance, for Mother's Day, it was kind of a higher price because we were including a full catered meal. So it depends on what all is going to be included in that tour, which we haven't worked out the particulars for that one quite yet. Correct. We just know where we're going.
Okay.
Correct. So, yeah, it just depends what we decide to throw in there.
And you said they were monthly or quarterly, or how often do you do?
Monthly.
Okay. With June off.
Correct. Correct.
Do you know, how far in advance can people sign up for tours? Like, do you have, like, I got the whole next 5 years done planned out, or how do you do that?
So our goal, I think, is to make sure we at least have the tours out at least a month in advance. Correct. Of the prior tour.
Okay.
But I think July's going out sooner than that.
July will be going out very soon, like okay. in the next couple of days. But we're really trying to get, eventually, trying to get most of the tours lined up for the rest of the summer.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
So.
And what's your ticket range? I know we said they fluctuate a little bit, but like, what's been your lowest to your highest price?
Lowest was $85.
Correct. Per person?
Per person.
Okay.
And it can go up anywhere to like $125.
Okay. And you said, is there always three stops? Or four? Or how does
three.
That work?
Three.
We always try to at least make three.
Yeah, because okay. it's more comfortable and you're not feeling as rushed. And actually, while going through the tours, when we go by ourselves, it was like, okay, yeah, we're here, and that, this and that. But when we're actually on the tour with our customers, we're like, oh my God, time is flying.
Flying by.
Right. And they probably have questions too.
Correct. Right, so, exactly.
Because we usually like to spend at least 40 minutes yeah. at each winery. So okay. that goes by pretty quickly. And three wineries is more than enough time. That's like over a 5-hour span.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
Wow. Yeah.
Okay.
By the time you travel,
right.
by the time you taste, by the time you know. Okay. You know, we do a special tasting on the bus sometimes.
Mm-hmm. You do tastings on the bus.
We do yes. tasting. We have
are those the same places you're going, or some places?
No. So we have a special winery.
Bonus.
Right, yes. It is a bonus, and it's not all the time or all tours. So yes. We'll put that out there, but we do have a special winery to our
yes,
hearts.
We
and
do.
We can't accommodate them because their space is so small. But if y'all get a chance, go to Chateau Huff.
Mr.
Yes.
Yes.
Love
you,
Mr. Mansfield and Ryan are the best. Yes, we love their wine. Yes. So
one of my
you will be tasting on the bus.
Yeah, so we yes. do taste them on the bus.
Yes. Yes. And they are a great social enterprise, and many people don't know they exist.
No,
they
it's
don't.
It's a hidden
so,
gem.
Yes, so we, as Black Girl, have been trying to figure out a way to just kind of do a Huff tour, because even just where that is and then down the street, like, there's some amazing things happening in the Huff neighborhood.
Mm-hmm.
And you just don't think about it because you're flying by from like your Chester going downtown.
Right.
And you just don't go down there. But mm-hmm. yeah, Chateau Huff, I did a tasting there.
And their wine is delicious.
Yes, it is. And I've been trying to figure out like what event, because their space is very small.
Very
small.
It is.
So what to do. So, you know what? You just gave me an idea. I think we're going to take my girlfriend's group out. So yeah. Girlfriends, we're going to Chateau Huff.
Yes.
Yes.
Do on the, me.
Yes. Oh, nice.
Oh, sweet.
Yeah, our girlfriend's group is our membership group. So they pay a little monthly fee, not a lot,
okay.
to go hang out and do certain unique, exclusive right. experiences. A little plug for girlfriends. And so, like, they go to tickets. We have our own little gatherings that I can't, like, do a giveaway.
Right.
Or I don't have like 100 movie passes. If I have like 10 or 15, like, then the girlfriends go.
Okay.
So that space, you just made me realize.
Oh, that's perfect for
the perfect
space
yes.
for them to do that.
Yes.
So, yeah, thank you for that. So that's your favorite place in Cleveland? You said it's close to your heart.
It's close to my heart because, you know, the people are great. Mr. Master and Ryan are great. They make great wine. It's, you know, it's in, you know, our neighborhood.
It is.
And so when we found out,
it's
ours, exactly. So when we found out about it, you know,
why not get back?
How did you find out about it? It's always a hidden gem. So how did you
ironically enough, Instagram. Yes. Somebody had posted some post and they had tagged Chateau Huff. I said, what's a Chateau Huff?
Yes, and people think it's a funny name.
It is.
Right.
I was telling somebody, I'm like, there's a winery in Huff, and they're like, no, there's not.
Yes.
I think we said the same thing.
I mean, when you go,
right. It's called Chateau Huff.
Exactly.
And they were like, no, for real. And I'm like, Chateau Huff.
Yes.
Right.
That's what it's called.
Right.
Sure enough.
Yeah, everyone, like, all right, we gotta go check this out.
And it's amazing because when you go in there and Mr. Mansfield tells the story of how he got started.
Yep. Exactly.
And how they have the people work on the vineyard. It's like amazing.
And I think it's super amazing that they actually have the vineyards on the ground.
Exactly.
Yeah, I thought I was like, oh my God, y'all actually use these grapes here that y'all grow in Cleveland.
Yes.
and yes. use it for the water. Yes. That is so cool. Yes.
And Mr. Mansfield is going to be our teacher.
Yes. So I know. So Mansfield and I sit together at the NAB, the GCABJ, the Black Journalists Association here in Cleveland. What's up to you guys? And so we'll be having our meeting, and he'll be like, "You don't understand. The weather's nice. I got men coming to harvest these grapes, so we are planting today." And I'm like, "Oh yeah, you do plant."
You're right.
Like, mm-hmm. Can I come plant? Like, I want to go. Like, I need to see this. Like, I'm just gonna drive by because I want to see how this whole operation
is done.
Because I went at the end of the it was midsummer, so everything had been planted. Okay. They were just waiting.
Okay.
And there were already little grapes on the vine.
And see, we haven't seen that yet, so I can't wait till we see that part. Because we went, it was just I think they were gone, weren't they?
Yeah, we went in the wintertime, so there was nothing on there.
So there's no vines.
Yeah, there's a picture of me on Instagram, and I'm like, guess where I'm at? No, I'm in Huff.
Right, exactly.
We're like, what?
Yes.
Like, yes. And the unique thing was, many of the serious wine people here in Cleveland, or the wine bloggers, like, I just drink all these kind of wines that are not of us,
right?
And unmelanated, were like, not hip. And I'm like, Chateau Huff, yes, that's where I'm at.
Exactly.
Yes. And so, yeah, shout out to Chateau Huff. They really have some good wine.
They do.
If you ever get a chance, they're by appointment only, so don't just show up. But if you ever get a chance to go out there, like, I highly recommend everybody just drive by in the summer, check it out, and just see, because you just don't think it's there.
No. Exactly. You don't.
Yeah, you just don't think it's there. So, you have your tour for July. Is it a weekday tour or weeknights, or
For July, August, and September, we're going to be on Sundays.
Oh, okay.
Sundays, yep.
Sunday afternoon type thing?
Yep, correct. From like 11:30 to 4:30.
Okay, so you said they're always like about 4 or 5 hours?
Correct, yep.
Okay. And you said there's food or snacks in transit. Is that right?
Yeah, usually we can provide a snack, like, on the bus.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. The first tour was nice because they were able to have their snack packs at the actual winery. Mm-hmm. But more than likely, it will actually be on the bus. Mm-hmm.
Okay. So, from our longest haul. So, for instance, us going to Geneva, the longest haul is going to be us from the pickup point to the first location.
Okay.
So, you have your snack packs on the bus.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And that's included in the price. So they need to bring no money at all, or are they still expected to tip?
You do tip the driver,
yes.
But it's at your discretion if you like.
Okay.
And then now we're starting doing a huge
raffle basket. Dollar raffle tickets.
And it's large because it's over worth $100. I mean, you get so much in this basket.
And is it all wine related, or is it a little bit of everything?
It is.
It's a little bit of everything.
Okay. But it has mostly catered to wine.
Mm-hmm.
Very cool. I'm intrigued. I'm like, very cool.
Yeah.
Do you plan to run this tour all year round, or is this a summer thing?
So, April and I talked about it, and we discussed that we're going to break when the weather here breaks. So, about November, December, we're going to take a break and maybe focus on doing local activities or something like that. Yeah,
okay.
Do the weather. So, you know, like, people are like, it's snowing outside. Mm-hmm. Okay, we get there. You know, we're not trying to be out of the snow. Y'all may not be trying to be out of the snow. So
trying to get there.
Especially
if you're in Geneva.
Yeah. Exactly.
Plus, it's open in the winter. Because
it's true.
They're open, but it's just the weather is so unpredictable here.
Right.
So,
To be transit. Plus, the idea of, you know, you're going to the winery, especially like your Geneva's, there's nothing to see.
No.
There's no like grapes on the vine.
This is just the best time to be. You can sit out on the vineyard, listen to some music, have a glass of wine, have some food. So it's perfect.
So are you guys on social media? Like, how do people follow you?
Yes, we are on Instagram and Facebook. Dancing Birds Wine Tours. You can find us there.
Why Dancing Birds?
It's a fusion of us. So her last name is Dancy. My last name is Bird, so here we have Dancing Birds.
Okay. Yeah. That's interesting. I wouldn't have thought that.
We didn't either.
No.
It's not like you came up with it. Like,
the first name.
No, we had a
first name.
But we said that's
share.
We can. We said that it wasn't gonna be marketable, so we had to change that.
What was it?
Tipsy Turn Up.
We're like,
that's
just not sophisticated.
You can use that as a subtitle.
Yeah,
like, for like a wine tour. The tipsy
turn up. Exactly. But yeah, no.
Business name? Nah. Yeah.
That wasn't going to go too far. So.
Yeah. Okay, yeah, that would have been a whole different
tour. Yeah, a whole different type of tour. Yeah.
You know, and I think it would have been like the bar crawl. Like, you don't necessarily want that scene.
Yeah, exactly. No.
Wine is sophistication, so.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we got the sophisticated.
I like that, though. Like, now I'm like, we got to name something that.
Exactly.
Maybe Black Girl can have an event like that.
Let us know. We'll be there.
We need to call
Destiny. We're going to call Destiny.
Right. And be like, hey, Clem, we got a festival name.
Exactly.
She'll hear the show. So shout out to Clem from OFC. She was a podcast guest. So she was in one of our early episodes talking about Refine more so in the Mead Festival.
Okay.
So yeah, so it's a very small circle of friends that come through because everybody's doing, I just know people that are doing amazing stuff. You know what I mean? Yes. So like, everybody's like, oh yeah, you do amazing stuff. Absolutely. Come on the show. Come on the show. And that's how I ran into you guys.
Exactly.
We'll be at the Mead Fest.
Exactly.
At Clem's event.
Correct.
And I'm like, hey, you know, I got a podcast. So yeah, you have a website?
We do.
Right.
DancingBirdsWineTours.com.
Dancing Tour.
DancingBirdsWineTours.com.
Cap with an S, Wine Tours.
Tours. Okay. Yep.
Mm-hmm. And they can buy tickets from your site or they have to go somewhere else to find your
site? So you can get the tickets from the site. It'll take you straight to the Eventbrite page.
Okay.
Correct.
Yep. So everything's on the site.
Okay. Very cool. So what is your hope for Dancing Birds? Like, in 5 years, we're going to be millionaires, and we're going to retire from this. What do you want for this
company? Well, me personally.
Go ahead.
I would love to take this on and this be our main focal point job.
Okay.
Yeah.
You know, right now, we are working and doing this on the side. So, in 5 years, I would love for Dancing Birds to go to the next level.
Definitely.
You know?
Definitely.
And see where it goes and have tours weekly.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Do you know what next level would be? Like, besides having tours weekly? Like, would you expand locations and
would you
franchise out? I'm not trying to put ideas in your head. Just,
no.
What's your wildest dream for this business?
Honestly, I think our wildest and our biggest dream is to actually. So we start at the wine tour part. That's the bottom tier.
Correct.
Our top tier is to actually own our own vineyard and have our own wine.
Oh.
Yeah. That is what we plan to do.
So claim that.
Yes. Yeah, so that is where we want to go. So wine tours,
so we can get there.
We call it Tipsy Turn Up?
No, we can call it Tipsy Turn Up.
Tipsy Turn Up in the vineyard.
Maybe we can name one wine.
Right,
Tipsy
Turn Up.
That's
a good name. That's a good name.
I'm about to figure out.
Yes, making your sweet wine.
And we make the sweet wine.
Yeah. Shannon, in honor of you.
We're like, no, what? Complimentary.
You know, people like have named stuff because I'm like, why don't you just do, I thought these ideas and they're like, that's pretty good. So, like, I've had a cupcake maker, like, this is the Shana cupcake. This is this cupcake. Yeah. So, yes. So, the Tipsy Turnip Wine.
Five
to 10 years, send me a bottle.
That's going to be a hell of a bottle of wine.
Make sure you let me know that I need to be at home.
Right.
After drinking, put your
keys all the way up.
Just send us your keys and we will send you the wine.
Exactly, yes. But yeah, that's like our biggest hope right there. So
that would be amazing. Mm-hmm.
So in your wildest dreams for this vineyard, where would it be? Like, urban Cleveland? Or would you be out toward Geneva? Or you're like, we're moving to Napa.
Oh, I would love to be in Napa.
Our vineyard, we probably want it in Napa because you can grow the grapes there year-round. Just because they have the weather for it.
Absolutely. And you can have more... the variety of wine there that you can't get here.
Exactly. We can just source our own grapes and juices.
But why not have a winery here in our own hometown? Yeah. We're from Cleveland.
Of course, we're going to get back to our hometown.
Absolutely.
I can't wait to meet you guys. I can't wait because I'm like, this will be awesome. So, yes. Yeah. So, July 14th.
Yes.
But then there'll be a tour in August, so they can't make it July 14th.
So, the one in August is going to be on Sunday, August 25th.
That's my birthday weekend.
All right, come on,
do a birthday tour.
We'll talk. You gonna tell me where we're going?
Yeah, we know where we're going too.
Absolutely.
Yeah, we do know where we're going.
You know, my mind thinking. So that's how I work. My mind is all over the place, and always on a Sunday, right?
Yes.
For July
to about
August.
October.
Yeah, to about October. October. Right. Once we go to October, we probably be on Saturdays.
Did you start on Saturdays?
We did.
Yeah. So March and April were on Saturdays.
Why the switch?
So where we get our transportation from?
Okay.
It's wedding season for them.
So
we can't compete with wedding season. So yeah.
I understand. Okay. No, I didn't know if it was like
until we get our own transportation, which we're gonna claim.
Yeah, we're gonna claim that too. That's another up there.
Claim it.
Yes, we claim stuff into existence.
Yeah. So when we get our own transportation, then we can say whatever day we want to go.
Correct. Tuesday.
Right, exactly.
Wine Wednesday.
Absolutely.
Final question. Tell my listeners why they should do this. Because I know a lot of people are like, the price, I don't know. Especially my listeners. I know my listeners and my readers are often folks that are hesitant to try new things. So that's kind of why Black Girl exists. We like to go to our corner. We know this bar. Mm-hmm. Even I'm a creature of habit. So if I have to go somewhere, I'm going to an urban winery.
Exactly.
Why this?
I would say choose us because, or at least come try one of our tours because we collect feedback from all our customers when we do our tours. And not to toot our own horn, we have yet to
get
a. I'm gonna toot our own horn. we have not received a negative review whatsoever.
Not yet.
Everything
hopefully
we do,
not at all.
Right, hopefully not at all. Well, everything we do is professional, and we provide great customer service. We provide a great experience. You're going to some wineries that you probably never heard of. The wines are good, and we know that for a fact, because I think every time we go to a winery, we come back with a bottle.
Right.
So, it's just a great thing to do. You among people who love to have fun, who like to drink wine, and overall, it's a great experience. I have fun on my own tours. I enjoy it. I sometimes tell Ross, I want to be a customer.
Exactly.
But she won't let me.
No. She has to work.
She can't make me work, so.
Yeah, I just think it's a different experience. Mm-hmm. We've searched, and Cleveland doesn't have anything like that. And like she said, you're going to a different winery, but the option of going somewhere where you're like, I'm not going there because it's too far, where you can get on a luxury bus and somebody can take you to that destination, mm-hmm. and all you have to do is get off, take a sip, and get back on, is I think that's amazing.
Yeah.
Because half the time the wineries that we visit, I'm going to be honest, I don't know if I would drive that far personally on my own.
Absolutely.
So to have someone
just
take
to worry
me
about driving back,
just right. like exactly.
Okay. So, and the other thing we got to point out, because it's a podcast, so if you're coming from Spotify or somewhere else, you are two black women running this.
Yes.
And so that's the other thing, is to support. I mean, you yes. are a local woman-owned business.
Yes.
Black woman-owned business and local. So of all the, you, to me, that's the trifecta. You're black, you're woman, and you're local.
Yes.
And that's, I mean, it is our trifecta. You're black, girls, in Cleveland. So there you go. So support our own, because a lot of times events like this happen and people want to know, is this for me? Mm-hmm. And even with your price point, you know, people might be like, $50, am I going to be the only black person there? But you are sisters running this thing.
Yeah.
So, you know, just the utmost respect, and it's going to be a nice event.
You know, speaking of that, our last tour, we had two girls come. Do you remember them?
Yeah.
They walked up to the bus and they didn't know what to expect. So they saw us get off and they're like, oh, I didn't know what kind of tour this was going to be. I didn't know it was two black girls running this tour. It was like amazing. Actually, it wasn't two girls. It was a mother and daughter.
Nice.
Yeah.
She was taking her mom on our Mother's Day tour. And she was amazed to find two, you know, African-American women running this wine tour business.
Yeah.
So, you know, yeah.
Yeah, and I think a lot of people... Number one, hats off to you for starting, because a lot of people want to start stuff, or that same idea, someone should do this, and then it just stops.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I'm a believer that if you have the idea, it was meant for you to do it. That's why you noticed that need.
Right. Mm-hmm.
So kudos for going through all the steps to do this, and I'm sure you put up your own money and
did
a lot of work.
Mm-hmm. Yes, it is.
So it's definitely worth supporting. Can people do like a group tour?
Oh, definitely.
We do private tours.
We will do private tours.
Okay, so you do private tours.
Yes.
And is there a group discount? Like if I book 10 seats on your regular tour, is there like a percent off, or just for groups? Because I know a lot of people are like, let's do girlfriends or reunions or going away parties or stuff like that. Bachelorette parties.
We do. We do tours for those.
We do tours for them. Yeah, so we welcome it. We definitely welcome those private tours. So if you want to get your girls together, girls night out, bachelorette trips, whatever the case, my friends just want to go out drinking, or if you want a couples night out, hey, call us. We will put it together for you.
Okay. Can they reach you through your site?
Yes.
Okay. Is there...
The thing is, if you do a group tour, the package could be just for you. So say, for instance, if we can pick the wineries for you, or, you know, we had one person say, hey, I don't want to go to a certain winery. You can do that. So it's specialized just for you.
Right.
Okay. That's very cool.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
That's very cool.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, ooh, that's very cool.
Yeah.
Okay. So, you know, we're going to wrap up soon. I hear that you're in Vintage, Ohio.
We are.
Tell me about that.
Oh, we're so excited.
Your face is lit up when you said that.
We are so excited about that. So, we've both been in Vintage several times before. And, I mean, it is what we do. So...
It is definitely a place to be.
It's this year is on August 2nd and 3rd, mm-hmm. Friday and Saturday from 1 to 10 p.m. And so we'll have a table there. You'll
be able to sign up for our tours.
Look at some videos from our previous tours. We're going to have that together.
Giveaways. We're going to have a raffle on our tour.
So meet us. Oh, you have shirts and stuff
like
that?
We'll be selling shirts.
So meet them. Say, I heard you on the podcast.
Yes, please stop by. Say hi to us. Let us know. Take a picture with us too and tag us. We would love to see that.
So that's a great question. Tag you. Mm-hmm. Do you want people to tag you at other wineries? Like, hey, I'm here, try this. Would that be something? Because we get tags from Black Girl, like, I'm just here.
Right.
That would actually be
awesome.
That'd
be great.
Like, I never thought of that. That's actually awesome.
Yeah, let us know what y'all like. We would love to know that.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. So anything else you want to tell the listeners?
Come on our tour. We definitely want to see y'all on our tour.
I mean, come see us. Come see what it's about. Come have the experience that you've probably may or may not have had, but something different, something unique.
Girls and guys.
Yes, don't we do have guys
like,
on there.
All the ladies are like, we're going, and they're like, I don't know if I can go.
It was funny on our last tour. We only had one guy. He was the only guy amongst all the women, but he had so much fun.
Yes, he did.
All right. Well, I thank you both for being on the show.
Thank you for having us.
Yes, give everybody your social media and website again.
All right. So our website is www.dancingbirdswinetours.com, and you can reach us on Facebook and Instagram at Dancing Birds Wine Tours, and we look forward to y'all following us.
They look forward to meeting you at Vintage Ohio.
See you at Vintage Ohio.
Look forward to seeing you on
their
bus,
right? Yes. July 14th. Yes, 11:30. We're going out to Geneva, y'all.
Yes, that's the place. Geneva, that's
beautiful.
That is like the starting point of Ohio wines.
I think most of the wineries are out there. Like,
they are
amazing.
They say they had 39 already.
Just in that area.
And two that just opened up.
That's my whole, like, I didn't know anything about Ohio wines, but they were all in Geneva.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And then the Urban Winery came, and I'm like, okay, but Geneva.
Yes.
You know,
yes.
And I'm like, okay, but Geneva.
Right,
so,
exactly.
Everybody knows the Debonairs, and they do a lot of great stuff. So
they do.
Geneva.
Yes. Everybody knows Geneva. Like, even with surprise fight, as means we did in Akron area.
Yeah.
So yes. Akron's also big from wines, too, people.
And go try the mead at Western Reserve.
Yes. And Chateau Huff.
Yes. So, you got a lot of resources. We will put links in our website at blackgirlandcle.com. And I, as always, thank you for listening. See you guys.
Bye.
Thank you for listening to this episode of Black Girl in CLE, the podcast. Please check us out online at www.blackgirlincle.com. And like and follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at Black Girl INCLE. Talk to you next time.